3Net News. I'm Jason Taylor. Jefferson City Police in Mid-Missouri drained a local pond yesterday to allow highway patrol divers to search for missing 4-year-old Darnell Gray. The department says anyone with a location of Gray can contact them and remain anonymous. The St. Louis County Board of Police Commissioners has unanimously approved the department's first policy to allow officers to use drones under limited circumstances. Chief John Belmar told the Post-Dispatch that 9 officers are already licensed to fly them and have been training for months. The state of Missouri mailed letters last week to 10,400 individuals informing them their personal information was breached almost 2 months earlier. Bill Wise reports.
The Department of Health and Senior Services issued a generic news release Friday, noting the breach occurred sometime before September 30th, but the agency also says the state discovered the situation on August 30th, a month earlier, and took action to secure the information. The type of personal information breached includes names, dates of birth, identification numbers issued by some state agencies, and a limited number of Social Security numbers. The department claims an information technology contractor for the state improperly retained the information and then allowed it to be stored in an electronic file that was not password protected. It says it has no reason to believe that the information was viewed or used by anyone intending harm. The department says it has referred the matter to the appropriate legal authority to investigate for possible legal action.
Governor Mike Parson says providing accessible and quality health care to Missourians is critical to workforce development. Parson praises the Department of Social Services for appointing House Speaker Todd Richardson as the state's new Medicaid director. The governor notes it's been 22 months since Missouri had a permanent Medicaid director.
I think it's an area where we need to spend a lot more time on it when it comes to reform. An emphasis on that is going to be huge to the success of Missouri moving forward.
Richardson will resign his House seat on Thursday and will begin his new position that morning as Medicaid director. The Jewish community in Mid-Missouri's Columbia organized a rally yesterday evening to honor the memory of those killed in Saturday morning's mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. The gathering took place on the University of Missouri campus. A man from southwest Missouri's Brighton isn't ignoring flu shots anymore after a near-death experience from influenza complications earlier this year. KOLR-TV reports 50-year-old Lauren Martin got his flu shot for the first time ever at a Hy-Vee Cox Health Clinic. The Joplin and Springfield Railway, an attraction in Springfield, took families on free rides into a Halloween display over the weekend. Conductor John Goodnight describes the train's journey.
We've got about 3/8 of a mile run, and it takes you about 20, 30 minutes to go out. We've decorated the track.
The Joplin and Springfield Railway also gives free train rides during the 4th of July. Kansas City's Liberty Memorial is planning a poppy exhibit to mark the centennial of World War I's end next month. You're listening to Missouri Net.